I'm Bill Littlefield. At the heart of this week's special episode is a simple question. Should college athletes be paid?
Right. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that when a lot of our listeners hear that question, their gut reaction is no.
Only a game producer, Martin Kessler.
And I'm actually not going out on much of a limb, because studies show that the majority of Americans do not think college athletes should be paid. A 2014 poll found that it was about 2 in 3 Americans who opposed paying college athletes. And when basketball player Zach Bohannon transferred to the University of Wisconsin in 2011, he was like most Americans.
I don't think students should be paid. Like, that just sounds stupid, to be point blank.
That year, Zach took a debate class.
It was Communications 262.
And for the final project, everyone had to debate a topic with a partner. Zach decided to argue against paying college athletes. He came up with a lot of typical arguments. Athletes are already being well compensated with a scholarship. Athletic departments shouldn't get any bigger. And college sports teach lessons that are priceless. But then something happened that Zach didn't expect.
The more and more research I was doing, the less and less it made sense.
See, Zach was an economics major, and as he looked into the NCAA's business model, he became suspicious. Zach realized that by agreeing to limit compensation to an athletic scholarship, colleges were essentially colluding to keep labor costs artificially low, which meant more money flowed to coaches and athletic departments.
This revenue is so imbalanced. The director of compliance, who's literally just enforcing the rules by the NCAA, is making 6 figures off of the backs of this unpaid labor. It's mind-boggling.
Zach started noticing other ways that players seemed to be getting screwed. He and his teammates had to wear Adidas sneakers. Why? Not because they loved Adidas, but because the company was paying Wisconsin hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to turn its athletes into walking advertisements.
We don't see a dime of those endorsement deals.
This kind of deal, by the way, is A-OK with the FBI and NCAA. As you can probably tell, Zach became passionate about this issue. He joined a group called the National College Players Association and became an expert on the NCAA. But there were a couple things keeping Zach Bohannon from becoming the face of the opposition. For one, he was going to graduate soon. Two, he wasn't exactly a household name in college basketball. Better would be a young, emerging star. And that's when Zach met this guy.
These microphones are amazing.
Nigel Hayes enrolled at Wisconsin in 2013. That was Zach Bohannon's final season with the Badgers, and he was hoping to get some more playing time. But Nigel Hayes was a top recruit who played forward, just like Zach. They did not get along.
Yeah, I was not a fan of Zach Bohannon.
Nigel came in as a cocky, wide-eyed freshman.
And from the first scrimmages, Zach could tell Nigel was the better player.
I remember, like, sitting on the sidelines, I was like, okay, this is not how my final year is supposed to go. Like, I'm supposed to be playing.
So you could sort of see your playing time slipping away.
Yeah, at that moment I did, which was unfortunate to see.
As the season got going, Zach focused more on telling his teammates about the problems he was seeing with the NCAA. And he found an unexpected ally.
He was very intrigued by my opinions, and he always kept asking, well, what about this or what about that? And before it was all said and done, he was as well-versed in these topics that I was. And it was like, he's perfect. He's the right guy for this cause.
This is the stage, Camp Randall Stadium.
About 3 years later, with ESPN in Madison on the morning of a Wisconsin-Ohio State football game for its popular show College Game Day, Nigel Hayes positioned himself in the crowd of cheering students. He was holding a sign that read, "Broke college athlete. Anything helps." The image went viral. Nigel was the real deal on the basketball court. He made first team All Big Ten as a junior. And he had also become the most vocal critic of the NCAA, still in uniform. He wasn't afraid to say that it wasn't fair that he couldn't afford a plane ticket home for Thanksgiving while he was playing for a team that made millions for Wisconsin. He wasn't afraid to say that the majority of elite basketball and football players were black, while
their coaches are all having to be white and get paid millions.
And he wasn't afraid to say things like,
"We're not student athletes, like we came there to play a sport. I never saw one professor, I never saw an academic advisor coming to my house, coming to any of my high school games. But you know who I did see though? Bo. Bo was there."
That's former Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan.
Assistant coach, Coach Perez, he was there. Those guys were there.
So what can athletes do?
Well, they've tried a couple things.
Only a game producer, Martin Kessler.
There have been lawsuits. One recent highly publicized class action lawsuit against the NCAA, brought by former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon, claimed college athletes should be allowed to profit off their own name and likeness. The courts mostly agreed with O'Bannon's arguments, but haven't forced the NCAA to make major changes.
And then some of our listeners probably remember that the Northwestern football team tried to unionize a couple of years back.
But the National Labor Relations Board essentially denied the team's request. But there's one idea a lot of people think could help bust the cartel, and that's a boycott.
Oh my goodness. That's our dream and the NCAA's nightmare. I cannot imagine what the reaction would be.
That's the Washington Post's Kevin Blackstone. And here's where I want to get back to the story of Nigel Hayes and Zach Bohannon. You'll remember that they're the two Wisconsin basketball players who became NCAA critics. Nigel knew what a boycott could do.
I think that's really all it would take.
And last year, Nigel decided he was going to try to lead the Wisconsin men's basketball team in a boycott.
Someone has to be the one that sticks their neck out to bring the change.
Nigel scanned the team's schedule. One game stood out. On November 29th, Wisconsin would host nationally ranked Syracuse.
We were on ESPN as well that night.
Nigel sent out a message to his teammates.
If I wanted to do this and sit out and not play, would you guys be willing?
One teammate responded. It was a yes. Then another message came in. Another yes.
I think four people had said yes in our group chat, and then one was like no. So then I was like, all right, forget about it. If everyone's not on board, then we're not going to do it.
Looking back now, how do you feel about that?
I feel fine. It's the decision that the team wanted, so, you know, it's all right. You know, I was still able to plant a seed, so just because I didn't do it doesn't mean that, you know, as Tupac said, you don't inspire the person that will change the world.
Nigel graduated from Wisconsin in May and signed with the New York Knicks, but he could still play a direct role in busting the NCAA cartel. Because a couple years ago, Zach Bohannon was invited to sign on to a new class action lawsuit against the NCAA. Zach did some research and realized this lawsuit was even bigger in scope than previous ones. It was being led by antitrust lawyer Jeffrey Kessler, the guy who helped bring free agency to the NFL. And its goal was to take on the entire amateur model so that athletes could be paid. But after being invited to join the lawsuit, Zach said, I can think of someone even better than me.
So I approached Nigel the next day about the lawsuit, and literally it was probably a 10 or 15 second conversation. He's like, Zach, do you think this is something I should do? And I said, absolutely. And he goes, even more important, do you think it's in the best interest of all student athletes across the country? I'm like, that's a no-brainer, Nigel. He's like, I'm in.
Nigel Hayes was deposed in March 2015. The case is scheduled to go to trial next year. And as for Nigel and Zach,
we're really good buds. You know, using the phrase, iron sharpens iron. So we just see something in each other that we can both help and try to better ourselves.